get to something here before we get too far down the road, and I don't want to forget this because this is really important. Jake Sullivan is a guy who's in potential legal jeopardy. The National Security Advisor of the United States is a guy who's in potential legal jeopardy because of what's going on with the John Durham investigation. We'll see how that plays out, but his fingers were in places they shouldn't have been. And he's also a weakling when it comes to his job. So he's a weakling. He's in potential legal jeopardy. Jake Sullivan is the kind of guy that could be compromised quite easily. Quite easily, in fact. And he plays this critical role in the weak-kneed Biden administration theme. And he says Russia has not decided whether or not to invade Ukraine. Yes. Yes, Jake, they have. They're going in. I'm telling you, you can bank on this. Russia is going to roll into Ukraine sometime in early 2022. You know why? Because Joe Biden and America will do nothing about it. We will sit idly by. We'll posture. We'll pontificate. We'll make comments and we'll say that it's terrible and we'll talk about the reputation. But really, what will we do? Nothing. We'll fiddle while Rome burns. Listen to Jake Sullivan.
Thanks so much. In the days leading up to this call, the White House and administration officials said repeatedly their assessment so far was that Putin had not made a decision over whether to invade Ukraine. So did President Biden get clarity from him on whether or not that is his intention?
We still do not believe that President Putin has made a decision. What President Biden did today was lay out very clearly the consequences if he chooses to move. He also laid out an alternative path that is fundamentally in keeping with the basic principles and propositions that have guided America in the Euro-Atlantic area for the past 70 years. And ultimately, we will see in the days ahead through actions, not through words, what course of action Russia chooses to take.
Word salad and garbage. That's all that is. Gobbledygook. Word salad, garbage, meaningless gobbledygook. That's what my mother would have called it. She'd have been spot on. Might as well talk with a mouthful of marbles there, Jake, because you're saying nothing that's coherent or competent or credible. Moving on for a moment. Here at home, it's official. Every single one of Joe Biden's COVID mandates has now officially gone up in flames, shot down by federal judges. Something, by the way, that Jen Psaki said wouldn't happen. That's right. Another Trump-appointed judge has dealt a blow to Biden's vaccine mandates, this time for federal contractors. All of his mandates are crippled. A federal judge yesterday issuing a nationwide preliminary injunction that halts the enforcement of Joe Biden's vaccine mandate for federal contractors and subcontractors. That coming from the Associated Press, a former news organization, the Associated Press. This is the third mandate to be blocked by a U.S. judge. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration suspended the implementation of the vaccine mandate on businesses, which employed 100 or more workers. OSHA said, pfft, to that. That came after an order from the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals halting it. Then a proposed federal vaccine mandate for healthcare workers that would have required vaccination by the 4th of January. That was stopped by a district judge. And an injunction was issued in that matter as well. But Jen Psaki continues to cling to the fantasy that federal judges will get turned over on their decisions. And vaccine mandates can be shoved through anyway. It's what she believes, apparently. Here she is.
The reason that we proposed these requirements is that we know they work. And we are confident in our ability legally to make these happen across the country. As you know, the federal government, their largest employer in the country, we have successfully implemented these requirements in a way that has not only boosted vaccinations in the federal government with more than 92% of people vaccinated, but also helps avoid disruptions in operations. And our implementation sends a clear message to businesses, including federal contractors, that similar measures will protect their workforce, protect their customers, and protect our communities. I'd also note that a number of businesses across the country have also implemented these requirements, vaccinating or testing requirements, depending on the organization.
Yeah, we'll see how that works out for you. We'll see how that works out for you, Jen, because it doesn't seem like it's going to work out for you very well. She's clinging to this notion that somehow it all can be overturned. I wouldn't bet on that. Meanwhile, holiday goods on those ships bobbing around in the Pacific. You know this, but I reinforce it because I've told you this for weeks. It's not coming for Christmas. It's not. When Joe Biden stepped in, we're going to run 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
We're going to stop the supply chain crisis.
There were about 50 ships stacked up then, more than 100 now. Takes more than 3 weeks of sitting on an anchor before you even get a chance to get in line. Then it takes more than 9 days to unload a ship that should take three. But of all the issues facing businesses and the nation's consumers right now, it is inflation that has people worried the most about the future and where we go from here. Listen.
75% of small business owners say they're experiencing higher supply costs. That's up from 70% last quarter. Among those who are facing rising costs, nearly 4 in 10 say that they're raising prices to offset those costs. Another 39% told us that they're planning to raise prices if costs continue to increase. 58% say that they're being hit by supply chain disruptions. That's also up from 55% we saw in Q3. Now, when asked what the biggest risk to business is, more owners now say that inflation is riskier than supply chain disruptions. COVID concerns coming in third place with 17% of the vote, but this survey was taken pre-Omicron. Labor shortages are persisting, but interestingly enough, didn't crack the top three issues this quarter.
Coming up a little bit later this hour, we'll talk more about the pessimism of consumers when it comes to Joe Biden as president. We'll talk about that. Plus, Omicron turns out to be a whole lot of fear about a whole lot of nothing, apparently. No deaths reported worldwide. As a result, Wall Street responding positively. Stocks on their way back up. Good news for investors. Bad news for those suffering from inflation. Back after this.